Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Coffee Talk with Shell, where there's always variety in life.
Hi, everyone. Thanks so much for tuning in to Coffee Talk with Shell, where there's always variety in life. So obviously, this is Shell, the hostess. So this is going to be short and sweet. I just felt like I should at least give a quick update since I normally would have done a whole special Mother's Day segment and totally skipped over it. And I feel awful about it, but I have been under the weather. I'm okay. I'm at home and everything. Pretty much sinus infection and upper respiratory infection. It's just been, been sleeping mostly for this past week. I got sick really 2 weeks ago and thought it was just allergies, and then the allergies turn into sinus infection, and sinus infection turn into upper respiratory infection. So I live in Texas, and oh my goodness, the pollen count is so high here, y'all. A lot of my family that I know and friends have been complaining about allergies since the pollen count has gone up here, and it's been raining a lot too, like kind of off and on. We have a lot of weather change. They always have that joke about if you don't like the weather where you live, move to Texas. It's very true. We have the most inconsistent weather here. But anyway, I don't want to talk about the weather this whole time, so this short and sweet update here. I have missed y'all. I hope you all are doing well during this time. Couple things to share with you besides me sleeping mostly. I've been on antibiotics and finally feeling better, thankfully. But I wanted to share a couple of things in case, you know, you're looking for ideas to stay busy or have fun during this time. And that is Eventbrite.com and Zoom. Most of you probably heard of Zoom, but I don't know if you heard about Eventbrite. So Eventbrite is EventBrite.com. I just kind of happened to learn about it, and I really wanted to share because I thought this was cool info. So here we go. I volunteer teach crochet classes normally to students at the library on site, but I've been doing online classes. And the last online class I had a couple of weeks ago, my next one's actually this Tuesday now, think about it. Anyway, the last one I had a lady join in, a student from England, and I could not figure out how in the world the library got this lady from England in my class. And then I found out the library has been posting my classes, started posting my classes and other library classes, virtual classes, on Eventbrite.com. And the student I had was sharing how she was just, you know, checking out the website, finding all these free classes, meeting people all over the world and locally too. And I thought, oh, what a cool idea. So I did the same thing, and I had my first international class late Friday. I was starting to feel a little better, and, you know, to kind of lift my spirits, did a couple of fun things this weekend from home. And the first one was, this class was an art class for all levels, and I'm beginner level, and because I normally would take introduction art classes at the library, but sadly that particular teacher is not doing classes online. She's waiting till, you know, we return in person. And anyway, it was really fun. So fun. And the teacher and all the classmates, except for me, were all from England. Most of them were in the London area. Even the teacher's brother joined when he's not like an artist, but he was just there to support his sister. And then I come to find out they have this every week. I'm like, oh, I want to do this every Friday for like lunch break time or whatever, you know? So yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. And then I signed up for a couple of like crochet knit classes. I think those are here in the USA, but from different states in the US. Well, I don't know. That might be international too. We'll see that. That would be amazing to crochet and knit with. Oh man, I would love to crochet with people around the world. That would be amazing. Now I'm really excited about the thought of that. Oh, I'm curious to see what happens there. And so I love to crochet, and you can always improve your skills. I can read patterns. I can do a lot with crochet, but there's still more I can learn. So, you know, that's cool. But I also love to socialize with other crocheters and those who knit as well. One day I'll learn to knit, I hope. And And then honestly, to cheer myself up, I'm very proactive. Like if something's bothering me, I'm like, okay, she'll do something about it. Be proactive. So I started for the first time finding myself getting down, feeling that regret, remorse that a lot of people have been talking about during this pandemic. Well, mine hit me when I realized that I had not conquered my stage fright and gotten back to stand-up comedy and open mics and all that. And I decided to sign up for like online open mics and online class. Well, the only online like workshop class I could find is in the UK. So another one, I think in England, I'm not sure yet. That starts later on. And then the way I decided to think about it to get me through this is like an athlete who in the downtime is training for tryouts or a new season or what have you. So I'm looking at this as that training time for me. So when I'm, you know, when everything opens back up and I'm ready to go again, I'll be really ready to, you know, do an awesome job performing stand comedy. I hope and pray conquer that stage fright. But yeah, so those are most of the classes I signed up for. And I did a couple of times join like those DJ parties. And that was really fun to watch everybody dance. They put the cameras on different people and just watch them dance. And then the DJ too. I loved this one DJ. I wish I remember his name. I'll have to find it. He was so professional. It was funny because they had two DJs and they had a DJ battle. And the one that was so professional, I voted for. And the other one was like so lazy. Like, for example, the professional one, he was dressed like he was in the club for the whole gig, but he was at home. But he just, oh my gosh, he looked great. He did an awesome job. He played really good music. The other one looked like he was just sitting around in his pajamas and being lazy, and his music wasn't even that great. I'm like, how in the world did the fans vote for him to win? Anyway, so that was fun. So most of these are all hosted through Zoom. Now there's one's like a hip hop dance, and there's another dance class I wanted to learn, kind of dance slash exercise classes. And they do it where the event is on Eventbrite, but then when they give you the link, you really can just go up to their Facebook page and watch it live, or even archive video, you know, watch it later. Hello, Hadassah1965, who just joined the chat room. How are you doing? Thanks for coming by. This is just a short and sweet segment, just giving an update since I've been under the weather recently. But yeah, so I hope to return to the full 2-hour segment, hopefully on May 24th, which is next Sunday. So May 24th at 8 p.m. Central Time, and we'll get back to our regular schedule and do our fun topics like open mic nights and trending topics, hopefully get some interviews lined up soon again. All that fun stuff and more. So lastly, a lot of people have been doing this. I did it for the first time. I had so much fun last night. I did game night. Now, I've done one other Zoom with my friend. Well, actually, two other Zoom meetings with friends, two different sets of friends. One's in South Carolina and then my old college friends. My old college friends and I would normally be together like once a month for dinner or someone's house or play. We'd normally play games and or go to dinner or a restaurant or both. Anyway. So what's been a blessing in disguise is some of our old college friends we only see during the holidays if we're lucky, because, you know, they live far away, like out of state, like one's in L.A., one's in, you know, Virginia, and so or two are in Virginia. So it's been really nice because we've gotten to include them too. So I think that's a huge blessing in disguise there with, you know, doing the online video chat through Zoom. And then, again, we did game night. We did We went into it not even knowing what we were going to play or what to do. And then we came together and we played Scattergories and then Catchphrase and then Would You Rather. So three games. And we played for about 4.5 hours from like 8 p.m. to 30 a.m. So fun. So fun. I think last night was the first time I actually slept well in a very long time. And I really think that's part of the reason, because I just had such a fun social time with friends, even if it was online. It was just so fun and relaxing. And the art class was pretty cool too on Friday. So yeah, check out eventbrite.com. Just remember, Bright is B-R-I-T-E, eventbrite.com. If you want to look, it has all kinds of topics, not just the ones I mentioned. So if you want to take a class or do a social like crochet or I don't know, exercise, whatever. That's the other thing I've been doing already. Thankfully, my Zumba teachers from the gym are have been doing online classes, and then Camp Gladiator also. I love Coach Megan. So shout out to her and Carla and Rosie, who teach me Zumba from home. They have been awesome. And I miss them, miss going to the gym, miss seeing them, but I'm really thankful that we're doing that, especially because even when the gym opens, tomorrow is reopen phase two, by the way, where I live in Texas, Dallas-Fort Worth area. I'm on the Tarrant County side, which is Fort Worth side. Dallas has been a little slower and stuff, but anyway, because they've had more cases, so they're slower in a lot of phases. Like, they're required to wear a mask. We're not, but most people are wearing masks where they were, not as much now. Some stores, even where I live, are requiring to wear a mask, but the county itself, you don't have to. It's optional. And then, what was I going to say? Reopen phase two. I'll leave you with this. Reopen phase two starts tomorrow, which I can't remember all the places. I know our library technically opens tomorrow, but it's, you know, a lot of rules, and you can only stay 1 hour at most. And the gyms open. Oh, I remember. So the gyms open, but like where I go to, our gym is like the rec center, our city rec center. Well, they aren't going to have group classes for a while. So they're just going to have the gym, and then there's a lot of stuff. Like, I think the locker rooms have to be closed. There's a lot of stuff you can't use at the gym, even when it opens, and then it can only be 25% occupancy because phase two, the places that are just now opening for the first time tomorrow on phase two, during phase two, like that, can only be 25% occupancy. The places during phase one that have been open at 25% can start increasing their occupancy tomorrow during phase two at 50%. So that's how we're doing it here. I don't know about y'all, but that's how they're doing it here. So sadly, we have not flattened the curve. There are still new cases every day. I would feel a lot better if we would flatten the curve. I really hope that starts happening soon. Hope and pray. Excuse me, I'm a little short of breath. If you can't hear it, it has been frustrating. Thankfully, I have inhalers here, but that's actually because I have COPD. The actual term is small airways disease, which is part of COPD because my small airways part of them partially closed up years ago due to secondhand smoke. So I do not smoke myself. Only smoked 1 week. Yes, I said 1 week of my entire life until I saw a boy. This was in college, just trying new things, was out with my girlfriends for a walk, saw a boy named Mike. I knew he would not date a girl that smoked. I had a crush on him at the time. We were taking a walk and saw Mike and dropped that cigarette, put it out, and have never touched one since. So thank you, Mike. You saved me from continuing to smoke. Only 1 week, so happy to say. Whew, catch breath. But sadly, I still have asthma because of secondhand smoke. But mostly because of, like, fires and stuff from trees and stuff here in the area a while back. Okay, I better go because I need my inhaler again. All right, I miss y'all. I hope you're doing well. Don't worry, I'm okay. I just got to pace myself. That's why I'm not doing a whole 2 hours tonight. But I really hope to be back fully May 24th at 8 p.m. Central Time. Sorry I didn't have time to play a song. Normally I would like to play Time to Go Home by Michael Franti of Spearhead, so I'll just at least say that I dedicate that song to all the military and veterans and their loved ones. And I would like to also add all the frontline responders and all the essential workers as well during this time. Cannot say thank you enough to everybody pitching in, helping out in this time. All right. Loving. Air hugs. This is Shell. Good night and prayers. Love and peace. This is Shell signing off.